This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
So Alex Trebek died the other day. Not exactly a surprise, but we'll miss him. He appeared to be a stand-up guy. I don't know what Alex's politics were or anything like that, but he seemed like he was just content to do his job. He did it great. I watched Jeopardy a lot, and he must have been like the top trivia guy in the world when you think about it, right? But as I was contemplating Alex Trebek's death, I was thinking about all the other things that are going on in the world that get overlooked. People in Chicago still dying every day, on weekends even more exaggerated, right? Every major city in America, people are being killed in droves by Democrats and their policies. And people want us to believe that this country wanted Biden. I said to you guys earlier, said it last couple of days, Democrats need Biden like they need a hole in the head. And they don't want him. They don't even want their own policies. But they don't know what they don't know. All they know is they're supposed to beat us. Donald Trump dropping COVID numbers, more testing. Let me tell you the simple thing about COVID, having had it. You get tested, they give you some pills, you're done. It's really that simple. If you are under 70 years old, COVID likely won't kill you. Unless you got something really going on, it's just not that big of a deal. Get tested. Get the right... I just took Z-Packs. I think they call them azithromycin or something like that. And 5-day protocol, and that was done. And within 2 days, I already knew it was working. But anyway, Trump's dropped those numbers. He's effectively ushered in world peace. He got us out of the climate accords. We have the cleanest air. We're energy independent. He's protecting police, protecting blacks, putting more people on the street, creating jobs. I could go on. And you want to convince me that the fake news media, the country's not happy with the direction. Do you remember the first time you saw polls like that? The country's not happy with the direction? The country is ecstatic with the direction. And they said so overwhelmingly. What I said to you guys is I'm not going to belabor this. I'm not studying the election. I'm leaving that to the experts. Now, it's in the hands of people like Donald Trump. I talked earlier about other people's takes on the election. I think it's important that you hear what others are saying. I'm not playing a bunch of clips from it because that's giving these political pundits too much credit. I was listening by accident to one of the, you know, TV left on MSNBC or something like that, and they're acting as if this election was legit. Well, as the numbers indicate, and things like this, I'm like, you people are crazy. I'm not going to act as if these numbers are real. They're completely fictitious. Those of you who heard me on Billy Cunningham's show, I gave you both barrels. Here's the real problem for the Democrats. What happens when Trump exposes the real game? You think he's going to let it go? When Trump came down that escalator, and he didn't really know if he could become president, but he was going to give it a shot, and when the realization hit him that he had made it, his mindset went to, I'm going to do exactly what I said to people I was going to do. I'm going to expose this stuff. Do you think that the Democrats counted on him doing all the things that he did? They didn't think this man could outlast impeachment, and he did. Do you believe they planned this out to the bitter end? Why do they keep asking if Trump would accept the results? See, why do they keep pretending this is over as lawsuits mount? And I'm going to tell you something. I'm not going to pretend to know what judges are thinking and what other things are going against the president of the United States. But I'll tell you this. It's overwhelming evidence that he was cheated. It's not even a question. Ted Cruz says this: on election day, Donald J. Trump won the majority of votes. We've seen multiple lawsuits filed and expect more in each swing state. We'll see cases filed in state and federal courts, dead people voting, election software glitches. It's hard to know where the truth is, and there's a process for figuring all this out. And if you think Trump's not going to go take it to the nth degree, I don't think you know him very well. I think he'll do it. I think he understands the importance of this. As I mentioned, our team is already mounting up a fight. We are going to be waging challenges in state after state on behalf of various plaintiffs. We're going to tie up the courts in this. The president's going to do the same. And every dollar you guys contribute to that goes right to the cause. That's what we're doing. We're suing. We're not going to take this lying down. We know what happened. Here's what Cruz went on to say: I'm sick and tired of the gaslighting from Democrats and Republicans alike saying voter fraud doesn't exist. Anyone who's actually researched this issue knows for a fact it does, how widespread it is. It's been going on for years and years. It is time to expose it and stop it once and for all. It's what I said earlier. See, we get these opportunities presented to us, and we have to ask ourselves, are we willing to take them? Yet another opportunity has been presented. And that opportunity is very simple. Stop this nonsense. Stop allowing Democrats to drop in votes during special elections, during all these different times, and win elections that they know they didn't win. See, the cold hard truth for Democrats is this: they pretend that the world is changing in their direction. Everybody, all the scientists agree. It's all about science, right? Mask work and global this and that and the other. And you know what they figured out with 71 plus million votes for Donald Trump? They are not the majority, not by a long shot. And here's what I'll bet you. If you really list Democrats, take out all the fraudulent votes, they'd be lucky to get to 60 million people. Donald Trump would have easily had 73 million. We outnumber them in such a radical amount, the only thing that they have is their ability to cheat. And they proudly do so. In this case, they did it publicly in your face. They didn't even care. That's how bold and audacious they are. I agree with Ted Cruz. We got to get this fixed. We'll be back in just a bit.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. Paid for by U.S. Med.
Attention! This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123. 0123.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. Paid for by U.S. Med.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least four times per day and inject insulin at least three times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I think that at some point, everybody needs to get the Wu Flu. That's the only way we're going to build up immunities. I have to go in for a surgery next week, in fact. And the doctors, they say, well, we have to test you for COVID. And I said, I've already had it. And they go, oh, well, can you get us the positive test? They were all excited. Like, can you get us a test? Because it was like, okay, we don't have to test you. You're done. I'm like, yep, I'm asymptomatic at this point. So, done deal. Had it. Theoretically can't get it anymore. So I should be able to move about the country, move about the world. Now they're supposed to be giving a test when you fly. And I can just say, already had it. Yep. Here's my positive test. And had it months ago. So, you know, whenever I finally decide to go somewhere, I'll just tell you, don't let it sneak up on you as another something else. Don't treat it as if it were the flu itself. Because if you do that, it's tough to kick. But if you understand that it is that and you take the right protocol, It's not that big of a deal. Anyway, we're talking about the election results, and as I told you guys, I'm not focusing on it. I don't know how many shows. I'm gonna do a couple things. When I'm out and about and can't get any guest hosts, we're going to do these series of best ofs that are evergreens. You can listen to them anytime you want. And they're going to be just thoughts of mine that apply to everyday life that don't encompass anything from a time perspective. And you can listen to them anytime you want. You can tell people about them, etc. And we've decided to go that route because, you know, with best ofs, we go through, my producers will handpick different segments that they like, but still they can be a little dated. Now, I will tell you this, the best compliment I've gotten is a guy said to me, even when I listen to your best ofs, Kevin, I feel like I've gotten something out of it. It's better than actually the news of the day. And I took that as a real compliment. And he wasn't the only one. But we just have so many things going on and we're understaffed. And as I said to you guys, we really appreciate when you share our work because that's what's going to be important in the years to come. Fox News let you down. I don't know what you may think about them, but there's been wholesale changes over there. I'm going to give you a quick synopsis. I'm not going to do, because I'm going to do a whole video series over at Kev Talks on YouTube about this. But I'm going to let you in on a couple of secrets. The management team of Fox are Democrats. They're women and they're Democrats. They're very sharp ladies. They've always respected me. I've respected them as human beings, even though I've known they're leftists. Because my attitude is, you know, if you have me on your show, you obviously want me here. The president of the company at the time gave me two raises. They never give raises to contributors. I'm one of the ones who got a raise twice. First time I demanded it myself, and the second time they just gave me the same contract, and I said I wouldn't sign it. So anyway, just to give you a little bit of inside baseball, though, the woman who took over and ran Fox used to be Roger Ailes' assistant, and she got promoted through the ranks. She actually gave Tucker his own show. I was there as she blocked that show. One of her number twos actually made the comment to me that she respected Rachel Maddow, and that's when I knew that there were issues with Fox. I said to myself, she also told me there are many Democrats here at Fox News who would be offended by what I had said when I made the comment about the Kavanaugh accusers being lying skanks. And she begged me to take the comment back, and of course I wouldn't, and I got fired. I hold that as a badge of honor. I think many of you are starting to see that Fox is not nearly what they claim to be. I made the prediction a while back, probably a couple years ago. I said, Fox is a dinosaur. You slap the head, the tail doesn't feel it for 2 weeks. Fox doesn't realize its model is dead. It's trying to copy old models like Fox Nation. That's not going to be successful either, not in the long term. What you don't understand about Fox Nation is what they wanted to do there. Let me just give you some inside scoop. They wanted to take all these people who were popular in social media on their own, bring them over to Fox Nation, hopefully steal the audience by giving these people shows, and then that would carry Fox Nation, a subscription-based service. Well, it didn't. They had Diamond and Silk. They left. They had, Isaiah Washington had a show. He's now gone. They've got Tommy Lahren, a few others. They tried a show that I told them to create with Jason Wiley. It was going to be for me, but obviously I got fired. And that show was a failure. You can't take a Wall Street Journal guy like Jason Wiley, as sharp as he is, and replace him with a guy like me. You know, no offense, but we're two completely different personalities. And the show that I created, which they stole, and I don't care. It's like I said to Glenn Beck and I said to Fox, I could give you 50 ideas. How are you going to implement them if you don't have the right people? And this is what's happening with them. They're a Me Too organization that have ran on a lot of muscle memory of Roger Ailes, the person who hired me, and said when he welcomed me to the Fox family, Kevin, you are one of the most talented people that I have ever made an offer to. I welcome you to the Fox family. I'll never forget those words because I was like, wow, this dude is a political heavyweight. He had literally just gotten off the phone with Donald Trump before I went into that office. And that was before Trump had made a decision to run. He was still trying to figure out, should he run? I honestly can't remember what Roger told him, but he told me what he told him. I just can't remember what it was. But I remember thinking, wow, this guy gets to have these kinds of conversations. Now he's sitting here with me. I'm thinking this is going to be a 10-minute conversation. I was in that man's office for 2 hours. He had all my work up on his TV screens, a whole dossier with my work in it. And it was amazing to be there. Took pictures with him, and when he turned me over to Bill, who's gone, fired like all the other male executives after the hyenas came in, and Bill tried to lowball me with a contract that I rejected. But that was my whole thing. But the point I'm making to you is this: if you're waiting for saviors, then you've learned nothing about this industry. There are no saviors. The saviors are the American people and the people that we put in charge, and we say, you are going to be either you're a warrior or you're not. And if you're not, I don't want you as my representative. I don't want you as my senator. The Democrats don't have any warriors either, by the way. They got cheaters, scoundrels, scumbags, skanks. That's what they have. And they fear us, and they better. The numbers that we have are legit. They have to fear that. Anyway, when we come back, I want to talk more about what some other people said, specifically Jonathan Turley, a Democrat, a guy who's been vocal about a lot of these different issues, not just related to the election. Keep it here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is marking Veterans Day with a brief trek to the Arlington National Cemetery, the president placing a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. Florida Republican Senator Rick Scott, who's a veteran of the Navy, reflects on the ceremony and what Veterans Day means to him.
Well, that was a beautiful ceremony. I always think of my, on a day like this, I always think of my dad, who, my adopted dad, did all the combat jumps in the Second World War. I had the opportunity to go to D-Day and to the Battle of Bulge last year for their anniversaries, and very few of his friends came back alive. He did all the parachute jumps of the 82nd Airborne.
Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick says he will pay up to $1 million to incentivize, encourage, and reward people who come forward to report voter fraud. Whistleblowers and tipsters should turn over their evidence to local law enforcement. This is USA Radio News. There's a good chance if you didn't already receive a stimulus check via the CARES Act relief package, you may still be eligible for one. In fact, the IRS says there's about 9 million Americans who have yet to claim their $1,200 check, and they've recently extended the deadline to claim missing checks until the 21st of November. To claim your check if you haven't received one, head to irs.gov. Chicago is once again revamping its emergency travel order in an effort to help travelers entering or returning to the city amid a surge in COVID-19 cases. City Health Commissioner Dr. Allison Arwadi says under the new system, states will be placed into three categories, red, orange, and yellow.
It is still a requirement for states that are red. Again, states that are having outbreaks worse than Chicago's. It is still required upon arrival in Chicago that you must quarantine for 14 days.
This is USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
So there are some people that say that the Democrats want Trump to get the election overturned so there can be anarchy. And I think they're going to, again, underestimate Trump when this occurs, because he'll have the army ready, the military ready to go. And he'll be so prepared for this, it won't be funny. But there will be no anarchy. Because in order to get this overturned, Donald Trump has to crack a lot of eggs and crack a lot of heads. And I think that's what's about to occur. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to it. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Democrat Jonathan Turley had this to say. We should look at the votes. We're just beginning the tabulation stage. We should look at these allegations. We're seeing a number of affidavits that there has been voter fraud. We have a history in this country of election problems. In Pennsylvania, you had an order by Supreme Court justice to compel them to separate ballots that were received after the legislative deadline. It required the intervention of Justice Alito. There's a large group of ballots. We're talking about 900,000 ballots in Pennsylvania alone. Now, we're going to get all kinds of numbers. And here's what I can tell you. 8 million of Joe Biden's votes are fraudulent. 8 million are fraudulent. Maybe more. Donald Trump lost 2 million votes. I'm giving you numbers that I believe in my heart of hearts. I don't have any empirical data. I'm giving you speculation. I told everybody that listens to this program over the last few years, and certainly under the time of Trump, I said Trump would easily surpass 70 million votes. Did I call it? Of course I did. When you consider that Barack Obama got 68 million in 2008 at the height of his popularity, and Joe Biden has exceeded him by millions of votes, you already know that is a mathematical impossibility. It isn't going to happen. Add to that the numbers of blacks that did not vote for Biden and, in fact, voted for Trump. And you know, let me tell you, the biggest thing that gets said in the election, every election series, is if the black vote moves by 2% or 3%, Democrats can't win. Well, what do you think the black vote moved by? The numbers I saw, and I don't have these, you look them up yourselves. But I heard Trump got at least 20% of the black vote. That's easily more than twice what he needs. And yet, here we are. So, Turley and many others have figured it out. They know what's going on. We all know what's going on. He goes on to say this. When you talk about systematic problems, it's about how these ballots were authenticated. Because if there's a problem in a system about authentication, that would seriously affect the entire election. And what concerns me, he said, is that we have over 100 million mail-in ballots in cities like Philadelphia and Detroit with a long series of election problems, to put it mildly. Democrats were not even smart enough. They just threw all the votes into the cities because here's what they were saying. Black people are too stupid to fight us. It's ingrained in their DNA. They will allow us to do whatever it takes, as Charlemagne the God said, to get rid of the the Marxists in the White House. Talk about insulting. If I were a black leftist and that's what they did to me, I would be insulted. But here's the problem with black leftists. They're stupid. They're stupid. They're lemmings. More than willing to accept whatever the Democrats do to them. The problem that the Democrats have is this is unprecedented numbers. I don't know how this was part of the story. I don't know if this Turley wrote this, but he says President Trump announced yesterday that Rudy was going to have a press conference at Four Seasons Landscaping in Philadelphia. It was a strange statement. Immediately, the fake news started mocking him. An hour later, Fox called Nevada, Pennsylvania for Biden and declared him president. Then Biden went on TV and claimed victory. Coincidence? Well, apparently it's not. He says this, nope. What Trump was telegraphing is that they have proof of the DNC's global money laundering scheme through Act Blue. He says, I found evidence of it on the FEC database. They use it to pay for votes and rioters and launder foreign money. Four Seasons Landscaping is one of their partners. Now, again, I haven't watched any TV on this subject. I haven't watched any press conferences, none of it. And the reason that I haven't is because, as I said, my feeling is you let this process play itself out. Donald Trump has brought in brilliant minds, and these people are all now working on this issue. Now, we know what the Democrats have been doing for decades, all over the country. I'm going to tell you this. I'm never going to get my hopes up for a race until we clean this up. I have to believe that there are judges that are going to look at this and say, you know what? This can never happen again in America. We must clean this up. I'll tell you this right now, and I think most conservatives would agree with me. If we had free and fair elections, let the chips fall where they may. I'm willing to stand behind my ideology. I'm willing to stand behind building a border wall, getting rid of this global climate change nonsense. I'm willing to stand behind tax policies that have been established by Trump. I'm willing to stand behind his foreign policies as it relates to trade with the G20 or G19 if you want to kick Russia out. I'm willing to stand by all of it. I'm willing to let the vote ride. I'm willing to stand by the idea that Black Lives Matter is a terrorist organization and should be stopped. I'm willing to stand by the idea that 1619 is a project that the New York Times should be embarrassed about, and we need a wholesale overhaul of our education system if that's what they want to teach. By the way, we have one of the most spectacular videos on 1619 you could possibly see. It will blow your mind. Wait until you see it. It's up on YouTube, but it's private. But I'm going to let you guys see it. We're fundraising because we're going to do a series of these. And as I mentioned, we're partnered with Hillsdale and Heritage. We're not technically partnered with Hillsdale yet, but we started the talks. We are partnered with Heritage. So, long story short, these are the things that I'm passionate about. Straightening up education. Making the military the strongest in the world and getting rid of all this DEI nonsense. Same with schools. I'm here to revamp business and get rid of DEI there as well. Diversity, equity, and inclusion. Let business be business. And I certainly don't want it anywhere near my kids. That's what I'm looking for. And I'm willing to say, mano a mano, here's what we stand for, here's what you stand for, and let the chips fall where they may. And if you win legit, I will back down. I will say, okay, you've won. But here's the problem. The Democrats will never fight fair. I promise you, as God is my witness, as there is a living God, Democrats will never fight fair for one simple reason. They know their ideas suck. They know it themselves. They don't need us to tell them. That's why they form organizations like Act Blue and get billionaires like Soros to fund all their nonsense. And they riot and they loot and they threaten anarchy. And they'll do it until one day we're going to fight back. Trust me, there'll be a day where we fight back. But this is where we are. So Turley's right about all of this. Now, I don't know what's going to happen with this Four Seasons Landscaping as a partner. Anyway, here's what he says. I think what they do is they use laundered money to bribe people with Visa gift cards, which can't be traced. Those are cashed, used to donate to the DNC. Then people vote and riot for the communists. In other words, they likely have enough evidence now to prosecute deep state and their accomplices in the fake news under RICO. They set a trap and they fell right into it. Did that occur? I don't know. I hope it did. I believe that Donald Trump and his team were not stupid. If this is the case, that man, they set them up and they used Four Seasons Landscaping as a backdrop because of everything that was going on. How brilliant would that be? I will tell you this. I am so excited at the possibility of getting to the bottom of this, because this would be the death knell of the Democratic Party. Everything else, excuse me, that we've talked about leading up to this is nothing in comparison. It pales in comparison. It's going to be some fun times. We come back, we'll talk about what a few other people have to say about this election cycle. And I think you'll find it interesting.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Call now.
800-763-4829. 800-763-4829. 800-763-4829. That's 800-763-4829.
Not all benefits listed may be available on all plans or a single benefit package. Enrollment in the prescribed plan type may be limited to a certain time of the year unless you qualify for a special enrollment period. No obligation to enroll.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I suspect many of you are feeling a lot better about things now that the dust has settled. Not that, you know, this is by any means not going to be a big fight, but you're starting to, that initial shock of what just happened is over, and you don't feel like a loser because you shouldn't. You're winners. We did win. And now we're sort of all going, what comes next? Tom Fitton said this, counting ballots after Election Day to change the result in multiple states is unprecedented. and seems at odds with federal law requiring states to pick their electors on Election Day. Counting ballots in secret is against the law and has fatally compromised results in Pennsylvania. I want you to understand the legal challenges that are going to occur here. This is not some, you know, willy-nilly. The things that were done in this election cycle are mind-blowingly illegal. Newt Gingrich said this: "We believe these people are thieves. The big city machines are corrupt. This was a stolen election." Best pollster in Britain wrote this morning that this clearly was a stolen election. It was impossible to imagine that Biden outran Obama in some of these states. Where it mattered, they stole what they had to steal. This is coming all the way from across the pond. The world knows what's happened here, folks. This is not a secret that only America is talking about. The world knows this. And the Democrats want you to believe that the world is laughing at Trump. Like, ah, ha, 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 ha. No, they're not. They secretly hope maybe he doesn't make it. But I'll be honest with you. I don't believe the world believes. I don't believe the world thinks that. I think the world understands the importance of a real leader and not somebody like Biden. Lou Dobbs, one of the good guys at Fox News, says DHS just announced that Russia and China did not interfere in our election. They probably didn't want to wait in line. It was an inside job by the Democrats and rhinos. Wow. Paul Sperry, provisional ballots are the last to be counted. There are over 100,000 in Pennsylvania alone. They are said to be cast mostly by Trump voters who initially requested mail-in ballots, but then voted in person after Trump advised them on November 3rd in person by provisional ballot. I don't know if that's going to impact things or not, but just yet another one of the things that came in this article. Lindsey Graham said this: "We found evidence of people registering after they died and voting after they died in Pennsylvania. This is a contested election. There are computer glitches. There's a lot of shenanigans. We must not concede. And if we don't fight back, Republicans will never win another election again." Even Rhino Lindsey Graham understands this. Don Jr. tweeted something along the lines of, "It's funny how the glitches only went in the favor of Joe Biden." I paraphrased him when I said that, but it was something like that. Another person gave the definition of president-elect: a person who was elected president but is not yet in an office. Joe Biden does not qualify to be called president-elect. He's not my president-elect, nor will he ever be my president, and I'm making you guys a bet right now that he will never be president of the United States. They went on to talk about the electors. They elect the president. Article 2, Section 1, Clause 2 of the U.S. Constitution. Each state legislature decides how electors are chosen. Not the media, not Twitter, not Facebook. Joe Biden has not been elected president by electors, so he does not qualify to be called president-elect, period. They go on to give some statistics. 29 state legislatures have Republican majorities and are in charge of 300 electoral votes, including Pennsylvania, Michigan, Georgia, North Carolina, Wisconsin, and Arizona. If enough voter fraud is proven, the contested states could award their electoral votes to Trump. This is the Democrats' biggest nightmare. Then they give some things for the, you know, the president to, you know, for you to help him out if you want. 71 million legal votes, the most ever for a sitting president, the most ever for a presidential candidate. Let's just be very clear. Trump, I think, tweeted this: "The observers were not allowed in the counting rooms. I won the election, got 71 million legal votes. Bad things happened which our observers were not allowed to see. Never happened before. Millions of mail-in votes, ballots, were sent to people who never asked for them." General Flynn said this: "What happened was when the votes didn't get the numbers that they needed through the software that manipulated ballots. Then they stopped counting and came in with mail and ballots. Nothing, there's not going to be anything new here. This is why, as I was contemplating the future of the show and what do I want to talk about, I said, we got to shift gears here. Because there's not going to be anything new for me to tell you. What's going to be new is how we fight. And I'm happy to talk about that. When Donald Trump initiates a lawsuit, as they start putting people in jail, attorneys generals go to jail, things like that, I will relish with you. We shall get out our Coca-Cola and popcorn, and I will, you know, we will bedazzle each other with our how hearty we can laugh at the leftist. But until then, there's not a lot to talk about. They say, here's what somebody wrote. So Democrats used software and algorithms that created the number of votes they thought they needed by precinct against the predicted turnout from Trump supporters before the election. When the turnout skyrocketed, they panicked and shut down counting in Pennsylvania, Georgia, Michigan, Wisconsin, Arizona, and Nevada, and started creating cheat by-mail ballots. That sounds very real. They, see, I told you guys, they never anticipated. They were products of the polls. Trump's not winning. All we need is 70 million votes, and here's Trump blowing through the numbers. Look, everything indicated it. All the primaries. Trump was crushing it. I gave you guys the numbers. He destroyed Obama's numbers in the primary. Every previous president destroyed their numbers. And so what were they going to do? They had to regroup. Whoever wrote that, they got that right. They said there are legal challenges and recounts in several states. None of these votes have been finalized or certified. The fake news decided when the election is over, Al Gore would have been our 43rd president. Fake news decided the winner, Dewey would have defeated Truman. Trust me, President Trump will prevail. Or they say this, or he will start Trump TV, Trump radio, Trump social media, will take down the global communists, the GOPE, the rhinos, the fake news, including Fox, big tech. MAGA will win either way. Could be. Mark Levin says, the media do not declare who the president-elect is. There's a constitutional and statutory process. Gore litigated for 37 days. Clearly, the media want this ended today. And this is also intended to pressure Supreme Court justices and other courts where there is pending litigation and will be litigation. We don't know who's president-elect yet. Yeah, we do, Mark. Sorry to disagree. It's President Trump. But he's still president. He's not president-elect. The media at least have an obligation to explain this, but won't. Lou Dobbs, quoting him again, said, I believe corporate left-wing media Biden and Harris have overstepped. Pennsylvania ignoring court orders, the law, and they claim victory. Huge suspect vote dumps for Biden in about half a dozen states and clearly widespread voting fraud. I actually think all this fake news can be sued for defamation for calling Pennsylvania and the election against SCOTUS orders. I have a feeling that's why Nicholas Sandberg's attorney, Lynn Wood, joined the Trump team. Now, the Trump team held a press conference in Philadelphia on legal challenges and voter fraud from that Four Seasons landscaping. They said that's why Biden forced the media to announce it right before it started. Had that entire legal team, and many more are going to be joining. Giuliani said, networks don't decide elections. The courts do. President Trump is not conceding to Biden. We're filing lawsuits on Philadelphia and as many as 90 witnesses. Philadelphia defied the Supreme Court. And it goes on. Josh Hawley and many others. I don't know how we're going to cover this stuff going forward, folks, but I'm going to do the best I can to keep you entertained.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.